Soma Satsang, Volume 1, Lesson 9. Until you start living integrity, life does not even register your individual existence. It is not a moral to be conditioned into, but a way of tuning your being to the existential reality. Ultimately, integrity is to align your being to the time dimension. Time has a frequency, and that frequency is a subtle matter. When your subjective psychological sense of time is aligned to the objective chronological time unit, then your being is aligned to the existential reality. Only by being aligned to time can you be aligned to the reality, because existential reality governs time. So by honoring time, you honor life. When you make a commitment to yourself or others, make sure you do your best to align your subjective sense of time to the objective chronological time as authentically as possible. If two clocks read a different time by 1 minute, that is not what is important. But your integrity and authenticity to honor your commitment down to the very unit of the agreed time is what is important. So your intention is what ultimately matters when it comes down to honoring time, not the time measuring instruments of the external objective world. The first step to enrich yourself and others with completion is to do completion with yourself. In Sanskrit, completion with yourself is called swapurnatva. The way to complete with yourself is to burn your incompletions. Incompletions are known as samskaras in Sanskrit. Incompletions are patterns of unfulfilled commitments and expectations that make us powerless. Patterns can be subjective, unfulfilled commitments and expectations, or objective, unfulfilled commitments and expectations. An example of a subjective pattern would be that you always wanted to get up early and do yoga, but you never did, nor did you drop the commitment and expectation. You left the commitment in the gray zone of neither fulfilling nor dropping the commitment. An example of an objective pattern is you always expected your father to be kind to you, but he never was according to your feeling. You neither dropped the expectation and accepted your father, nor fulfilled the expectation of trying to reach out to change your father. You left the unfulfilled expectation in the gray zone of not dropping nor fulfilling the expectation. Basically, a pattern is an unfulfilled action based on an inner or outer hindrance. The way to diagnose your patterns is to engage in authentic self-listening. Your heart always knows if you are having an incompletion. Your heart may be crying to have some desire fulfilled, but by simply listening to your heart's cry, the heart is satisfied and the desire is no longer relevant. Same way, a near and dear one may not want you to solve their problem, but simply listening to them express their problem is enough for them. All your heart wants is your authentic listening. Constantly being in authentic listening to yourself is doing self-completion. If another individual is involved with an incompletion pattern, then do your best to reach out to them and establish your completion with them by either fulfilling or dropping the commitment or expectation you have towards them. It is best to complete with the actual person, but if you cannot reach out to them, to the other, then invoke them in your inner space through visualization and complete with them internally. Go on doing self-completion and completion with others until it becomes a way of cognizance. Completion with yourself and others is simply a knack and a cognitive shift. Completion should be a way of life. Then the space of completion will become the undercurrent of your entire existence. Go on providing authentic listening to yourself. All disturbances come from the inside. So take the responsibility to complete all of your incompletions. Go on listening to your heart. Your heart is waiting to be listened to. Every physical, mental, and emotional pain is linked to an incompletion. Go on completing with all of the incompletions. Even if you have a physical pain, listen to the pain. Find the source of the physical pain, the pain, and declare completion with that part of the body. You will see the life force will flood that area and you will physically feel the blissfulness of completion. Cuddle with your shadow side, sitting in your heart, and talk to it. You will be surprised that it will respond to you and start releasing all of the suppressed patterns. Simply by listening to yourself, you will connect to your shadow side, sitting deep in your heart, and you will see all of your lust patterns, fear patterns, guilt patterns, attention need patterns, jealousy patterns, frustration patterns, and all types of patterns will just melt away. All desires coming from a pattern will only create more incompletions. Only by authentic inner listening will you be able to drop the desires coming from incompletions and live the desires coming out of your completion space. Every day, sit and do completion for 42 minutes. The way to do completion is to sit without engaging your senses and any external engagement while simultaneously not dozing off into sleep. Simply invoke self-listening and go on digging out all of the incompletions by declaring completion. Declaring completion happens by aligning to integrity, authenticity, responsibility, and enriching. After the 42 minutes of doing completion as a technique, then simply you'll be able to operate from that space during all of your actions and activities. If you do not do completion while consciously disengaging from your senses as a technique, then you will not be able to be in the space of completion while being engaged with your senses.